This ability to penetrate the seafloor is called seismic reflection profiling. The images produced by the computer reveal subsurface layers that can provide the geologic interpreter some idea how the paleo shoreline formed. This image was produced after profiling the seafloor near Key West while exploring. There is a bump on the seafloor called S1 and lies in about 80 meters of water. There is another paleo shoreline, S2, that has been buried at this location. Although paleo shoreline S2 and Pulley Ridge are not in close proximity, they have the same elevation, depth, and age. These two shorelines were made at the same time. The sonar and seismic reflection profiling are forms of remote sensing. Remote sensing is wonderful at revealing that something important might exist, but it cannot tell you exactly what it is. There is room for multiple interpretations. In this case, were we looking at a drowned coral reef or a former shoreline or perhaps even something else? How do we determine what the remote sensing is telling us? To answer such questions requires actually directly sampling the feature in question. At a different location, paleo shoreline S2 is not buried, and this exposed paleo shoreline was explored with a submersible.